winter, baby. Baby, since I've got you, everything is alright. When I'm loving you, I feel so good inside.
Ooh, baby. When I make love to you,
I'm in paradise.
I'm in paradise.
Oh, you know you make me feel, you make me feel so good, from my head down to my toes.
And sometimes I wanna shout, I wanna scream.
It's not a word about it, there's no doubt in my mind. Your love is so good, so good, so good, so good to me.
Baby, since I've got you, my life is complete.
Good from my head down to my toes,
and sometimes I want to shout,
hey,
I want to scream.
No, tell the world about it. There's no doubt in my mind. Your love is so good, so good, so good to me.
Oh, loving you has made my life much sweeter. Baby,
baby, since I've got you,
everything is alright.
Long as I keep food on the table, long as I keep the bills paid, baby, long as I'm loving you, long as you're loving me, everything is all right.
All right, y'all. If you know it, get up. Get up out the bed. If you're laying down, it's time to get up. It's Tuesday morning. Took it back a little bit this morning to Brick. That's music. Next up is Love's Love Serenade by Ramsey Lewis. And then I'll come back to today's devotion by Joyce Meyer Ministries. So y'all stay tuned. Again, that was Ramsey Lewis. That was off of his album, Dance of the Soul. Y'all, it is now time for today's devotion by Joyce Meyer Ministries. And today's devotion is titled, Satisfy Your Thirst. And this is adapted from the resource, Ending Your Day Right by Joyce Meyer. We all thirst for more of God. But if you don't know, He's actually what you're craving. You can easily be misled. But when you set your mind on seeking God, if you give Him first place in your desires, your thoughts, and choices, your thirst will be truly quenched. And you won't be duped by the enemy's counterfeit cheap substitutes that can never satisfy. Every one of us is wired with a deep desire and need for God that only He can meet. David spoke of this longing for the Lord in Psalm 42:2, saying, "My inner self thirsts for God, for the living God." So like David, our job is to search after God like a thirsty person in the middle of a desert. So what does a thirsty person think about? Nothing but water. They aren't concerned about anything else but finding what it takes to quench their thirst. In the same way, Jesus should always be our first and biggest priority in life. Today, God is saying to you, "Here I am. I have everything you need. Come to me, and you'll never be thirsty again." And the prayer starter for this is, "Father, thank you for quenching the deep thirst in me that no one else has been able to satisfy. Nothing else will do for me but you." In Jesus' name, amen. Y'all, that's the same thing as I've been mentioning about, you know, going to God in prayer, casting your cares upon the Lord. Y'all, it different verbiage, but it all ties into the same thing. God longs for us to talk to Him. As I've mentioned before, the Lord is not going to force us to have a relationship with Him. You know how people sometimes long to have a relationship with other people? Well, he's not forceful. He's patient. He made every single one of us, so He knows, you know, what we'll do before we'll do it. So He knows when you'll come to Him. He's just waiting. So I was listening to Joyce Meyer this morning from a podcast that she submitted the other day, and they were talking about Doing It Afraid. And the Doing It Afraid series has went further because you have parents that are concerned about their children's well-being. So one of the questions was, "Well, Joyce, how do you do it afraid in front of your children without teaching them to be afraid?" So one of the mothers had a concern of sending her kids to school and the coronavirus is still going on. And she said, "Well, how am I supposed to have faith through my fear in front of my children but teach them not to be fearful?" And Joyce said, "Well, don't teach them that they're never going to feel fear, because they will. Just because you feel fear, that doesn't mean you have to be stuck in that feeling." And she also said, "You don't have to be stuck in that feeling when you talk to God, when you bring your cares to Him." She mentioned that she used to be a person that always had to be in control. Well, y'all, maybe it's time to let go of trying to be in control all the time. It's let go and let God season. All right, y'all, it's time for the announcements, because I'll go on with that for the rest of the show. So moving over to the announcements, y'all. Coming up is today's positive word quote in scripture. So y'all stay tuned right after that.
The fate of the nation is at stake on November 3rd, 2020. It is your right and duty to vote on or before that day. If you are not registered, registration to vote on November 3rd is available in Georgia until October 5th. Registration and voting are simple procedures, and yet they are two of the most important acts that you can take to preserve our democracy. More information can be found at www.vote.org.
Help promote voting access for all in Chatham County. The League of Women Voters of Coastal Georgia wants to purchase 8 new drop-off ballot boxes. Boxes will be spread across the county to make absentee voting easier for all registered voters. Every donation, no matter how small, will help them reach their goal of $32,000 by September 29th. More information is available, and donations can be made at www.lwvcga.org.
Many critical issues are facing the residents of Savannah and all Americans, including the coronavirus, homeschooling, and the upcoming general election. WRUU has 3 programs which address these issues: The Common Good on Fridays from 2 to 3 p.m., The Happy Homeschooler on Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m., and We the People, The Constitution Today on Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m. Stay informed about these important issues by tuning in to these programs on WRUU.
Through this pandemic crisis, WRUU has continued to bring you our award-winning music and information programming. But this pandemic crisis has added to our fiscal strains to fund WRUU operations. We depend upon a number of local events, including our Spring Fling and our annual Tunes and Brews concert and celebration. However, these have been postponed as a result of the recent shelter-in-place orders. As a result, we're asking to give today for a part of Giving Tuesday to make your first donation to WRUU or to increase your donation to WRUU to ensure that we can continue to bring you the programming that you have come to love. Go to WRUU's website and click the donation button to make a donation of any size today on Giving Tuesday. Thank you. All right, y'all, it is time for today's positive word, quote, and scripture. So, as I was pondering on what scripture that I wanted to share, Galatians 6 and 9 came to me. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So y'all, let's keep going. I don't know how many times I can say it. I'll just keep saying it. Let's keep going. Don't give up. Look at your track record. I'm pretty sure you've overcame some things that you didn't think that you would overcome. So let's keep going. Today's quote, short and sweet: dream big, pray bigger. And it's from an unknown author. But y'all, if you have a dream, dream big, but pray on it. Pray and ask God to lead you. Pray and ask God to guide you to what He has for you. Pray and ask God to bring people into your life that can help you to, you know, execute that dream. A lot of us keep our dreams bottled up. And that's not where your dreams are meant to be. So dream big and pray bigger. Today's positive word is surmise. The definition of surmise is to suppose that something is true without having the evidence to confirm it. So you believe in it. You can imagine something happening without it even happening. So you have the faith that it's going to work out. So let's have a surmisable attitude. Let's believe. Let's believe in the things that we cannot see. So I didn't know, y'all, I saw surmise and I was like, oh, what does that mean? And yeah, you're believing in something without having the evidence. So that's faith. So let's have surmise today, y'all. I wanted to share something with y'all, an article that I found from Tony Robbins. And the name of the article is 10 Steps to Believe in Yourself. And these are ways that Tony Robbins went on, you know, to make him successful. He always says, you know, you have to do what you have to do to basically make it happen, to be successful. So just going to briefly share some of the things that he says that we should do to work on our self-belief. So starting off, he says that people, you know, constantly doubt themselves because maybe of their circumstances or what they've seen. But he said, here is the power of believing in yourself and how it comes to play. He said that if you're struggling with self-doubt, it's likely you're focused on the mistakes that you've made in your past. The Association for Psychological Science reports that you must believe in yourself to learn from your mistakes. Hello, mic drop. Come on, y'all. Let's believe in ourselves. Don't worry about the mistakes you've made. Learn from it, move on, but believe that you can do better. So then he says that 10 ways to believe in yourself. The first thing, realize that it starts with you. Believing in yourself is all about finding your inner reservoir of strength and resiliency. But how? He said, to get in touch with your personal power, you need to adopt new routines. Consider building a meditation practice or listening to some good music, doing self-affirmations in the morning. But including things in your routine that will help you to grow and build your confidence. He then said to examine your limiting beliefs. He said, what beliefs are you imagining? What emotions do you have to arise? Negative emotions like self-doubt or anxiety are deeply connected to the opinions we have of ourselves based on our life experiences. So it's your brain telling you that it's time to examine these limited beliefs and replace them with empowering ones. So y'all, let's empower ourselves. The third thing, learn to respect yourself. He said that self-respect is the basis of self-belief. Number four, use the law of attraction. Learning how to believe in yourself is like running a race set on an uphill course, he said. He said that you'll need that fuel for your journey. So fuel your self-belief. Surround yourself with people who inspire and support you. You know how a lot of us, we tell our dreams to people that may not see what we see, or they may not have a dream of their own, so they may put a Debbie Downer on yours. Well, that's not the type of people that you need to be around. Place yourself around people that plant a seed in you to do better. Number five, he said to get inspired. He said the law of attraction isn't just about who you associate with. It's about your environment, what you read, what you watch on a daily basis. So if you're one of those people, y'all, where you have to, as soon as you get up, go to Facebook to watch the daily gossip. Or as soon as you get up, you're flipping on the news, but as you're going throughout the day, you're talking about how the news stressed you out. Well, maybe that should be taken out of the routine for a couple of days and, you know, try something new to see how it'll make you feel. But then Tony Robbins says, make a point to seek out advice from others who have achieved your goals already. So don't think that you know everything. Don't say, oh, I want to do it my way. Now, I have been that way before, and I've been like, all right, this is how I want to do it, and this is how I want to do it. But it doesn't work that way all the time, y'all. Sometimes it's okay to stop and listen to what someone else has to say if they mean you well. Take it into consideration. Jot down the idea that they gave you and see if it fits into whatever you have going. He then says, number 6, remember past successes. He says that sometimes you don't need to seek support from outside sources in order to believe in yourself. If you're feeling discouraged, remember moments in the past when you were successful. Whether it's a similar task, he says here, when you were successful with a similar task. But y'all, I'm telling you, whether you were successful with a similar task or anything completely out of the box, if it's a past success, look at it as a stepping stone. You've already made it past a certain fear level in your life. So why go back to that? Say, okay, I overcame that. I can overcome this. If I made it through that, I can make it through this. He mentions also, by focusing on the positive, you can change your mindset from one of negativity to one of abundance. So why wouldn't we want to have a mindset of abundance rather than of negativity? So y'all, believe in yourself. Number 7, face your fears. It's human nature to experience fear and anxiety. But when you believe in yourself, you realize that those emotions are there to encourage you to take action, not to hold you back. So, face your fears. Number 8, create goals. Setting and achieving goals that help you overcome your fears will give you a sense of accomplishment. Y'all, I've been working on my procrastination. Still working on it, but I've come a long way. I've come a long way. So yesterday when I checked off everything on my list, I was like, yes, it just felt so good to check off some things, knowing that the old mindset that I used to have, I didn't have a schedule, or I would attempt to write a schedule and I would write so many things down. I would get like one thing or nothing done. So don't overwhelm yourself with goals. If you have to, start at 1 or 2 goals. 3 is a good one. 3 goals is actually a good one for the day. Because with 3 goals, if you do at least 2 of them, you've done 2 out of 3. Versus you putting 5 on your list and you doing 2 out of 5. If you do 3 out of 5, it'll make you feel better. So start off with what you feel that you can start off with. Number 9, we have 10 y'all, 10 ways to believe in yourself. We're at number 9. Number 9, learn a new skill. Tony Robbins says that whether you learn how to write code or play the piano, learning a new skill can increase your feelings of self-efficiency. Your belief in your abilities to execute tasks controls your own behavior and how you attain your goals. So if anything, we can't rely on other people to lift us up. Y'all, we have to lift ourselves up. He said that there's research that has been shown and proven that this is directly related to happiness. It releases dopamine in the brain, known as the reward molecule. So when you develop a new skill, say, for instance, gardening. I remember my mom and I, as a kid, we would plant flowers. And one of the flowers was Baby Jessica, and one of them was my mom's name. And we would nurture them. And that was a skill that I acquired. It made me feel good to see my plant, you know, just take fruition in the springtime. It just felt good. So just imagine, you know, now, me going out, planting some flowers. Can't do that, you know, living in an apartment complex. But whatever it is that, you know, whatever skill. It doesn't have to be anything hard. A lot of people have found out they know how to make masks during this pandemic. So it's really cool to see what you can learn and actually build as you go along. All right, y'all. Number 10. He said to always keep going. And if anyone doesn't know of Tony Robbins, I do recommend you looking him up. Look up Tony Robbins. He has plenty of videos on YouTube if you want to catch a motivational video from him. He is definitely one of the most successful guys that I have watched and took notes on. But number 10, always keep going. We all have times when we just don't think we can do it. He said that as you practice believing in yourself, the most important thing is to never give up. You'll inevitably encounter obstacles, but it's how you react is what matters. So, y'all, let's focus on the positive and not the negative. Let's focus on what we do have and not on what we don't have. I found myself working on the 21-day challenge and neglecting my gratefuls list. And I was like, how does that happen? So don't take on too many things. I think I was trying to do too many things at once. I was trying to touch on this, touch on that. Let's do this, let's do that. And I was like, all right, nothing's working out. So don't get discouraged if your way is not going the way that you want it to go right now. Talk to God, give it to him, and let it go. And have faith that everything will work out for your good. This is harvesting season, y'all. So let's believe that everything is going to work out for our good. Let's believe in ourselves. All right, y'all. Next up, I have It's the God in Me by Mary Mary. And then I'll come back to Don't Disturb This Groove by The System.
You're listening to The Sound.
Thank you.
Y'all, before I go, I wanted to just send you a reminder of what Tony Robbins said. He said, at the core of self-belief is realizing that you and only you are the driver of your own success. This is where personal power is built in claiming energy to overcome challenges in your life. Believing in yourself isn't about uninterrupted success. It's about finding your inner strength so that you can embrace the journey that is life with all its ups and downs and realize that each challenge brings new skills, understanding, and strength. And again, that's by Tony Robbins. So y'all, the sky's the limit. Let's make it happen. Let's dream big. But pray bigger. I want to thank y'all for tuning in with me today. I'm Jessica Williams, and thank you for tuning into my show, Zeal Real, where we help ourselves to form more positive thoughts, to eliminate negative thinking, mixing some jazz, gospel, and R&B in between. Y'all remember, this is harvest season, so let's plant those seeds for a plentiful harvest. Until tomorrow, y'all have a wonderful, blessed day and a happy Tuesday. Peace.